What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The government now has the authority to spend funds allotted in the 2015-16 estimates of expenditure following the passage of the Appropriation Act 2015 in the Senate on Friday, March 27. We'll tell you more in today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Under Chapter 8 of the Constitution, all revenues of Jamaica are paid into a consolidated fund. The Constitution specifies how money may be moved out of this fund. The Minister of Finance must prepare a budget showing estimates of revenue and expenditure for the financial year, which runs from April 1 to March 31 each year. The estimates are tabled in the House of Representatives and must be debated and approved by the House. The proposed expenditure is in the form of what is referred to as an appropriation bill, which, when passed, becomes the Appropriation Act.
Three simple sections. First section says it can be cited as the Appropriation Act 2015, and the other two sections set out the gross amount of expenditure that is being authorized for the coming fiscal year, and there is a schedule which sets out the basic objects and heads and amounts applied thereto. It is to be read with the much more substantial budget documentation that we have tabled.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. These documents include the estimates of expenditure, the revenue estimates, the Jamaica Public Body's estimates of revenue and expenditure, and the medium-term debt strategy. The Appropriation Act, or budget, is a money bill. The bill provides for the application and withdrawal of money from the consolidated fund in order to meet the expenses incurred by the government for the various plans and programs covered in the budget and approved by the parliament. This bill covers how much the government plans to spend and how much it expects to collect from taxes, fees, levies or loans, and grants during the next fiscal year.
It is the first time in the history of independent Jamaica that the revenue and expenditure estimates were tabled at the outset of the budget process, and that the budget as a whole will be passed prior to the fiscal year commencing to which that budget relates.
Some of this money is used to service the country's debts, pay the wages and salaries of public sector workers such as doctors, teachers, policemen, nurses and firemen. Another portion of these outflows is also used to build new and repair existing roads, bridges, hospitals and community centers, while the rest is used for housekeeping expenses. These housekeeping expenses include purchasing drugs for the hospitals, paying electricity bills for the various government departments and agencies, as well as buying gasoline and uniforms for these agencies and their workers. The Minister of Finance is responsible for the piloting of money bills through the lower house, and that is why, under the Westminster system, he has to be elected and not appointed.
The role of the Senate in relation to money bills is limited. We do have to formally pass legislation that money bills, but we're not really in a position to amend or change them. And that, of course, is based on the foundational concept of it is the representatives of the people who deal with taxation matters.
The annual appropriation bill will expire on March 31, 2016. We've come to the end of this week's program. I'm Andrew James Sawyers, with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again same time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.